Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 15th of April. After the success of Aurora's Encore in the Grand National, being the first Yorkshire Train winner of the famous race for 53 years, the county had another day to remember at Doncaster last Saturday, when six of the seven races on Town Moor were won by Yorkshire Train horses. Let's hope it's a portent of things to come during the flat season. Gabriel, trained at Malton by Richard Fahey, won the Doncaster Mile, a listed race, while Move in Time, trained near Helmsley by David O'Meara, won the most valuable race, a £50,000 handicap contest for sprinters. Well, this is a very busy week's racing coming up, both in Yorkshire and further afield. The Newmarket Craven meeting takes place on Wednesday and Thursday, and racegoers at both Beverley and Ripon will be able to see the action on the giant screens at the courses. So there should be one or two clues regarding the forthcoming classics, the 1,000 and 2,000 guineas. And for jumping fans, there's a two-day meeting at Cheltenham at the same time, and then culminating in this Saturday's Scottish Grand National at Ayr. Before that, in fact, today, Monday, there's racing at Redcar, a seven-race programme starting at 2:10. Malton trainer Brian Ellison has his horses in fine form, and Destiny Blue can land the handicap race over 1 mile at 3:40, while Tribal Path, trained at Midland by Mark Johnston, looks to part in the handicap race for three-year-olds over 1 mile at 4:10. Well, a new season on the flats begins at Beverley on Wednesday. Racing on the Westwood is scheduled to start at 2 o'clock. Well, Yorkshire's garden racecourse Ripon opens its doors for the first time this year on Thursday, with racing set to get underway at 2:10. Then on Saturday, it's the turn of Thirsk to start a new campaign on the flat, scheduled to begin at 2:15. A £20,000 handicap contest over a mile and a half and a conditions race over 7 furlongs are featured at Thirsk. Then next Monday, the 22nd of April, there's racing at Pontefract, starting at 2:10. The feature races are Britain's longest handicap race on the flat, the Pontefract Marathon Handicap Stakes, and a £20,000 handicap contest for sprinters over 6 furlongs. We're going back to the Grand National winner, Aurora's Encore, and he could well take his place in Saturday's Scottish Grand National at Ayr, a race which can be seen on the giant screen during racing this Saturday at Thirsk. Enjoy your racing.